Where do you think the Commanders rank amongst the secondaries in the NFL according to Pro Football Focus?
Oh, I don't know. Is it including like our rookies? So they're projecting for next year or the, based on last?
I mean, they're projecting. I have no idea. I'm going to say 20.
28th. Mm-hmm. How big of a concern is the secondary for you? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. They finished, they're one of the worst last year. They still did make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. They point out in Pro Football Focus to address the unit, they added safety Will Harris and cornerback Jonathan Jones in free agency. Jonathan Jones, though, is kind of a journeyman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm using that term in terms of not that he's been on 10 teams, but that he's mid, as the young kids would say, that he's not necessarily this great cornerback.
So are they ranking the secondary based on what they did last year or what they see on the roster this year?
I think they're doing a combo.
Yeah, because I believe they have at least four new guys.
Yeah, well, I mentioned,
I'm almost considering Lattimore a new guy.
Okay,
because he barely played last year.
They mentioned that. So Will Harris and Jonathan Jones in free agency. You draft Trey Amos in the second round, and then Lattimore, they're hoping can return to form.
Yeah, I think they're much better.
The early returns on Amos are great. I think Lattimore will be a dud, but hopefully I'm wrong. Sanistro, everybody loves him. I don't know. I think we'll be middle of the pack. I think we'll be decidedly better. I think we'll be better.
Who do they have ranked one?
Ravens.
Ah. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
They just got stronger with Jair, right?
I don't like that Drabby wrote in here. NFL secondary rankings prove Commanders not in a great spot. What do you mean prove?
Well, that's just he's not.
It doesn't prove anything.
I think I just took that headline from an article.
Okay, but I just
stop calling me a hater. I think that was from Commanders Wire, wherever I grabbed it from.
Well, it says
Rigo's rag.
NFL secondary rankings prove Commanders not in a great spot. I don't like that for that
position group.
It doesn't prove anything. It's speculation. It's pure speculation. I think it will be markedly better.
You don't think the secondary will be an issue whatsoever.
I don't think it's going to be a massive issue.
You don't think the secondary?
I think it's going to be better.
Needs any kind of help from a pass rush, and that giving a quarterback all day to throw.
I don't think that was the case.
Them.
I think last year, weren't we
just outside the top 10.
We were like 12th in sacks.
Just outside the top 10 in sacks. I think Jason is all over it, though. It's about Lattimore. Lattimore, if he can return to form, makes your secondary pretty formidable.
If he plays like he did in his heyday,
we're going to have
a top 10 secondary.
If he returns to his form, you're formidable because Sanistro was really good.
Sanistro's legit.
And maybe they move him to the slot. Maybe they don't. But that gives you two really good corners. And then you hope you get Will Harris to have three Deion Sanders out there.
It's about Trey Amos.
Right. Well,
That's the guy. He's the first round pick that fell into our laps in the second round. And he's the one that's getting the early returns are great.
I think it's very.
Well, those are different positions. Will Harris is a safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you're excited for Trey Amos, but he's a rookie. And
I expect there's a
learning curve. Very few rookie cornerbacks come in and dominate.
I'm not saying dominate. He's going to be good. I think he'll be good from the beginning. Just like Sanistro was good. I didn't say Sanistro dominated.
He's not even probably going to start. He's going to have to work his way in. I bet you Jonathan Jones is going to start first.
We'll see. I think he'll get a lot of playing time.
I'm very worried about the secondary and the pressure on the line. You can tell me they're 10th in sacks, but you haven't re-signed Fowler.
I would say those are some of the most inconsequential sacks.
Yeah, I would still question the pass rush over the secondary right now.
I think both are married to one another. If you don't have a good pass rush and you have a quarterback that has all day to throw, it's easy for a receiver to get open.
I don't think they have this great defense there where you don't worry about the secondary. But if I think about last year in the defense, the number one problem was stopping the run.
Right, and that's why they went.
And I don't even care about what the statistics say. It's just a reality because sometimes those statistics get skewed. they couldn't stop Saquon. Most significantly, they could not stop Saquon Barkley in three games.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Newton has to step up too. I mean, he's got to be that guy. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to start over Payne, but he's got to be a factor in the middle. Absolutely does.
Absolutely. You don't but have Jonathan Allen anymore.
I think Lattimore is going to have a good year. Am I on an island?
You're right.
I know you. I know you don't think he will, but I think he's going to have a big year.
Yeah.
I'm 50-50. Okay. I mean, some guys, I mean, I don't know. I didn't study him in New Orleans to know. I'm not sophisticated enough
says,
to know if his play
for some reason,
like,
everybody
dipped.
Says, don't expect Debo to do what he did 3 or 4 years ago. Okay, reasonable. Yeah. But they expect Lattimore to? Why? Why?
I don't know if I think Debo could put up big numbers like he did a few years ago.
All right.
If he's on the field and he's healthy, I think he could. Yeah.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Do you have a problem with it? I don't have. It's all speculation right now. It means nothing. The
God,
fact
so many
that they're
questions.
Ranking us 28th, whatever. Who cares?
They're not the 28th worst.
We're going to be middle of the pack, which is going to be an improvement. I'm not saying we're going to be top. We're going to be middle of the pack.
Man, that's why I guessed 20.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking
my call. We haven't heard from you in a while, Mo. What's up?
Been a little busy.
He's been busy hanging TVs.
Mounting TVs.
Oh, mounting. Mo the mounter.
Along with some other things, but thank you for the shout out. for starters, definitely getting married next month. And
oh, congrats, buddy.
Oh, there you go. That's why we haven't heard from you.
Yeah, let us know how the sex is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm guessing he already knows.
No, he's getting married. It'll be the first time.
All right.
And the in-laws are definitely going on the honeymoon.
What?
All right. I love it. Yeah. Are they paying for most of it, if not all of it?
No, not a dime.
All right, hold
They're
on.
Not paying.
Where are you going? Are you going to some exotic location?
Going to Negril, Jamaica.
Right. Okay. That's a nice spot, but I mean, why are the parents going?
Well, I'll say this. We spend a lot of time with them. They are younger. So, I mean, we enjoy their company. And initially, we wanted another couple to go with us on the trip, you know, just to kind of, I don't know, just have travel buddies. And
Go ahead.
Okay. So, like I said, we spent a lot of time with them, and they wanted to go. So, we're going.
Now, okay. So, you guys aren't going to do the adjoining rooms bit, are you?
Are you serious?
I mean, I'm serious. Like, adjoining room. A lot of people do that.
Or you have, like, some big suite and everyone's in the same suite?
You're not doing that, right?
No, no. Okay. We have our own suite with a swim-out pool and everything, and they'll be staying somewhere else in the resort as well.
Right. But, all right, good. But you'll do, like, dinners and, you know, probably lunches and stuff together.
It's an all-inclusive resort. So, I mean, it's like 5 or 6 restaurants on the property, a lot of activities and so forth. So, yes, we will spend time with them, but it won't be the entire time.
I just think it's...
Will you golf? Because you're a big golfer. Will you golf on your honeymoon?
Yeah, can you beat my record 3 times?
I will be golfing on the trip. Whenever we travel, wherever we go, I always bring my sticks. He drives the cart. We have a great time.
As does your father?
He includes
Does your father-in-law play?
No, sir.
Okay. He just said
so how close is he? You say they're youngish. How close are they to your age?
Okay, so her mother is about, I'd say, 5 or 6 years older than me, and then the father is about
So your wife is young.
Drab just perked up.
She's 34.
So, okay, and I don't know how old Mo is. I'm assuming Mo's, what are you, in the
40s?
42.
42.
Yep. All right. So you said the mother isn't that much older.
Don't do it, EB.
That's like 15 or 16.
They're younger. Let's just leave it at that.
I understand. Right. Okay. I understand. That's that's the only scenario.
Okay.
How old's
back to the topic.
Hold on. How old is the father?
I think he's 51 or 50.
Wow. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, that's that'd be close enough. I mean, I got plenty of friends with bigger range than that. You know what I mean? So, all right.
Understood.
I got it. All right. All right.
Well, so when is that?
August 29th. And right. We fly out August 30th.
So you'll be back for the Commanders opening game.
Yes, I will.
Of course he will. He planned it perfectly.
All right, so what's your take on this whole, on the DB situation? Are you insulted by the 20?
Not insulted at all. Right. I mean, I understand, given that, you know, their performance last year, you got new pieces, young pieces. But I believe the bar was set so low last year that they're just going to be better this year. And the question really becomes is, you know, what is the D-line going to do? Because I believe the secondary will be better. I believe Lattimore will play better. And I believe there is better assistance on the other side. And not to mention Sanders Steele is coming back with more experience. I'm not quite sure if I'm sold on him going to the slot because he wasn't exactly productive while playing in the slot. But I like the pieces that we have in hand, and I love the culture. So optimistically moving forward, I think we're going to be strong this year.
I can't argue. What is the other position group that we were trashing the other day? Oh, you know what it was? I did Grant and Danny, and then I guess
running backs.
The running backs got really low ranking. Yeah. And that's fine. You know what my answer to that is? I got answers
Jaden,
for everything.
Jaden.
No, well, answer to that is that we were terrible last year, relatively speaking, and we scored like 29 points a game. Mm-hmm. We're, you know,
and well, they were still.
From what I hear, you guys do not be surprised about hearing the rookie's name coming out of training camp. The rookie running back.
Who are your sources? What do you hear? What do you hear, Mo?
The seventh round
pick. Why are you hating?
I just want to know what you're hearing.
From what I hear, he is showing the speed and the agility that we haven't seen in recent past.
Let's hope so.
All right. That's the kid that played one game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
No, he played one game at Arizona. He played a lot when he was at
But in his senior year, he played one game. Yes, whatever. His last year of college, he played one year.
Yeah.
Yep.
One game.